He was about to pitch it off the platform when the Brigantes came thudding back in recoil off the curtain. He knew that if he threw it, the bomb would just bounce back. The wires were humming. Turl knew he had to get that access plate off and remove the core and do it fast. He could even see the time fuse closing. He crouched down and began to claw at the access plate in the bottom. It was stuck. He fought with it. Johnny sprinted past Turl. He had to get Sir Robert and get him over to the console. A Brigante was up on one knee. A poisoned arrow slapped past Johnny's head. Johnny dragged Sir Robert clear of the long case. His hands and feet were tied. Sir Robert was shouting something. Something like,
"Leave me and save yourself!"
All chaos had broken out beyond the curtain. There were Scott battle cries and the roar of stampeding elephants. Flames splashed against the other side of the atmosphere armor. The falling snow, even inside the platform, was converting to rain. Heat. Turl was clawing at the access plate. He had no annealing knife to cut the metal. He was trying to scrape a circle and cut it with his claws. He was bellowing in frustration and adding to the uproar. Two Brigantes charged Johnny. He let go of Sir Robert, snatched a kill club from his belt, and struck twice. They went down. He was able to drag Sir Robert a bit further. It was a long way to that console. Another Brigante was up. Johnny threw the kill club. It hit the mercenary's forehead, and his head went back at an incredible angle. Snith was up, shouting and pointing at Johnny. The din was deafening outside this cage. A Brigante tackled Johnny in the legs. Johnny got another kill club and smashed his brains out. He got Sir Robert a little further. The Scott was heavy. Snith was trying to get the last two of his guards to fire. Their bowstrings were too wet. They snatched out bayonets and charged. Johnny threw a kill club, and one Brigante was catapulted backward. The other came on. Johnny took his last kill club from his belt. He parried the bayonet and struck the Brigante alongside the head. The kill club flew out of his hand. He got Sir Robert a bit closer to the console. He was trying to pick Sir Robert up and carry him. For a moment, Johnny's back was turned. General Smith snatched a poison arrow out of his cross belt and rushed. The heavy impact of the body hit Johnny's pouch. General Smith raised the poisoned arrow and drove it into Johnny's upper left arm, drove it in through the radiation suit and deep into the flesh. Johnny went down. He rolled, pulling a dirk. He came up and drove the knife into Smith's heart. The pain of the wound was savage. Johnny grasped the arrow shaft and pulled it straight out. But he knew the damage was done. The ferocious fire in the wound was almost more than he could bear. He gritted his teeth and rallied his strength. They had said it was a slow poison. He still might have time to save Sir Robert and the console. He grabbed the hilt of the knife and tried to yank it out of Smith's heart. It was stuck. He looked at Turl